Now's the time to get something off your chest. You like KVMR, maybe even love us, but you've got an idea of what would make us even better. There's no better time to express your opinions about all of KVMR than in our annual 2010 listener survey. It's available in our April-May Listener's Guide edition and conveniently online at our website, kvmr.org. It'll ask you all sorts of questions that will help us with programming and scheduling decisions and give us a better idea of what your KVMR interests are. Plus, you'll get a chance to vote for your favorite broadcasters in the special Listener's Choice Award area. It's fast, easy to do, and it's extraordinarily helpful to what is, hopefully, your favorite radio station. And if we're not, it's your chance to tell us why. Ask for it by name, the 2010 KVMR Listener Survey, in our Listener's Guide, available at cool business places throughout our listening area, online at kvmr.org, or we'll mail you one if you call our office at 530-265-9073 and ask for it by name. The 2010 KVMR Listener Survey. It's a good thing to do.
Nation to be reborn, miracles of worship, desperate religion shattered and torn, all the little people following the leader of his own belief, separating beauty from the dreams of money to pay for my soul. In my wildest dreams, I've never thought it happened to me. And I'm down on my knees, praying to save my soul.
Praying to save my soul.
And then suddenly, I realize who I become. Pocket change. For someone else's gold, calling me a liar, calling me a sinner, calling me a heathen of what I believe. Why am I so wrong? Why am I not right? Who is to be someone to control? Feel the heartbeat beating like a drum from around the world. It's a new sensation. Every tribe is calling to let you know we are just one nation. Time to give deliverance. The time is now. Can you hear the spirit singing songs that echo in your mind? Now the native child, forgotten and forbidden. And the ancient song is being played out loud. Well, the world of old, soon it will be returning. Returning to you and me. Take me back home. I am one with God. I am one with hope. I am one with faith of everything I believe. Can you hear me cry? Can you hear me laugh? Can you hear me sing? Can you hear me? heart, stop crying in my heart now. Stop crying in my heart, stop crying in my heart now. Stop crying in my heart, stop crying in my heart now.
Aloha. E komo mai kako. Welcome everyone to Kanikapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. Music of the world, voice of the community, serving the foothills at 89.5 FM. Truckee Lake Tahoe at 105.1. And tell your friends they can stream Kanikapila and KVMR anytime, night or day, at kvmr.org. Makana in the background. That's from his most recent CD, simply called The Instrumental World of Makana. Venus and the Sky Turns to Clay, the title of the album. And this sweet piece is called Ihu Uka. And his rendition of Waimanalo Slack Key. It's the first set. Kicking off the show today with something kind of upbeat and pretty lively. That was from the first album from Barefoot Natives, simply called Barefoot Natives. That one goes out to my pal Michael Benn. He loves the Barefoot Natives. Me too. That was called Indigenous Nations, a celebration of native spirits across our lands. Connie Kapila gets a little help from Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, committed to providing fully digital diagnostic imaging services, which includes a 64-slice CT scanner, plus MRI, mammography, ultrasound, and nuclear medicine. More information at snmh.org. Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, sometimes a closer look is all it takes. Well, a couple things to look forward to. Hoppe's going to be at Harlow's in June. And George Kahamoku has been added to the lineup for the California World Music Festival in July. So you can write that down on your calendar. And Halau Kawakehi Lanimalie and Kahula Levi are hosting their annual luau. And I think that's going to be the last weekend in August. And that'll be at UC Davis at the Mondavi Center. So just a couple of things to log in your mental memory banks. Things to look forward to this summer. And I am just looking forward to summer. I've had enough of all this. How about that hail the other day, huh? Pretty exciting. I had a glacier on the roof of my building. Let's just Connie Kapila, shall we? Here's a kind of a recent oldie. Sweet rendition of a very old tune, Sweet Home Molokai.
Lullabies in the evening time. since I've been home. I missed your smiles and lullabies of the countryside. It's been so long to find my way. This time I think I'll stay within island Molokai, Molokai.
no way, I hold no e-ho, e-ho, oh my god, e-no. E-hey-ya, ah-hey, ooh-la-ho, la-ho, oh-ya, no-ho.
Now's the time to get something off your chest. You like KVMR? Maybe even love us. But you've got an idea of what would make us even better. There's no better time to express your opinions about all of KVMR than in our annual 2010 listener survey. It's available in our April-May Listener's Guide edition and conveniently online at our website, kvmr.org. It'll ask you all sorts of questions that will help us with programming and scheduling decisions and give us a better idea of what your KVMR interests are. Plus, you'll get a chance to vote for your favorite broadcasters in the special Listener's Choice Award area. It's fast, easy to do, and it's extraordinarily helpful to what is, hopefully, your favorite radio station. And if we're not, it's your chance to tell us why. Ask for it by name, the 2010 KVMR Listener Survey, in our Listener's Guide, available at cool business places throughout our listening area, online at kvmr.org, or we'll mail you one if you call our office at 530-265-9073 and ask for it by name. The 2010 KVMR Listener Survey. It's a good thing to do.
Aloha, welcome to Kanakapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. 10:34 on this glorious Sunday morning in Nevada City. Thanks for tuning in and being along for the ride this morning. Before I forget, in about 25 minutes, Kayla Beamer is going to be on the line with me. We're going to be talking about Aloha Music Camp and maybe even a little bit about his upcoming compact disc release. So more details about that at 11 o'clock. In the meantime, you're listening to a beautiful import album that was released in Japan a while back. This is from Herb Otha Jr. Hana Una Ho. Hana Una Ho. Also in that set you heard John Chiave. Of course, that's who I just played. Staring right at it. John Chiave, that was from an earlier album he recorded, simply called Aloha Kaikuana. And that was the Radio Hula, written by Lizzie Alohikea. I always love hearing that song. John does a great rendition of that. Well, I don't know if John's going to be able to get a date here in Grass Valley this summer or not, but I know he's playing at the Freight and Salvage down in Berkeley at their brand new building, their brand new room. He's playing in June on Friday, June 11th, Friday, June 11th. So if you happen to be down in Berkeley, catch John and his lovely wife, Hope, beautiful hula dancer. And they will be performing on June 11th at the Freight and Salvage. And something I wanted to let you know, I want to thank Huyo Hawaii of Sacramento one more time and let you know that they have an ongoing a monthly potluck along with their monthly meetings. And if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about this group, they are kind of a Hawaiian cultural outreach community. Ostensibly, they're a paddling group. They have some lovely canoes, if you're interested in that. And you can call Auntie Mona Foster at 916-969-7230 and find out about their monthly potluck. I believe it's on the second Saturday of every month, but she'll let you know for sure. And if you have any questions or comments or requests, you can certainly call me here in the booth at 530-265-9555, or if you're down in Sacramento, toll free at 800-355-5867. Ahead of John Keawe, you heard a track from the brand new album called Ka Mahina from CJ Helakahi, which is scheduled to be released any day into circulation. And that was Mahina Malama Lama. And also in that set, took you back to the old Sons of Hawaii with Eddie Kamai, Mo Keale, Joe Marshall, Gabby Pahinui, and David Feet Rogers. And that was the album simply called The Sons of Hawaii. It was the four paintings of the portraits of the band on the cover. And that was one of my favorites from the album. That was Manu Kapalulu. And started that set, which kind of got me thinking. That was Pure Heart with their rendition of Molokai Sweet Home. And a very young Jake Shimabakuro, Lopaka Kalon, and John Yamasato. Which brings me around full circle. John Yamasato and Herb Ota Jr. about ready to release a duo album. And I'll be getting a copy of that someday in the next month. I'm hopeful it'll be in the mail. So that sort of catches us up musically. Once again, Kayla Beamer on the line in about 20 minutes. I've been having thoughts of Na Pala Palai, so I'll just play a selection. Here's from their album Makani Olu Olu. Here's Ke Anu O Waimea. Na Pala Palai on KVMR. Makani pahini, ike anu hau
kaua e honi honi ana e kakahi aka he moani ke ana ke awa puri hoi e ua uhi paa oi me ka pohi
Nani imehara oliana owe se kupoi upue iova imehara oliana owe se Mehala noei mai ana, auhea kulei roselani. Mehala noei mai ana, auhea kulei roselani. Balehini oe, balehini ea, balkanos tata walaika maina. Balehini oe, balehini ea, balkanos tata walaika maina. Ina O you meau Kaupono ikano pai pai Ina o you meau Why don't you get up on my rocking chair Aina ia mai kapuana, oliana ue se kupoli. Aina ia mai kapuana, oliana ue se kupoli.
Malamalamahavi, ea, 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 ea ea ea, ko ina makahi hi, mala mama mahalei. Aku I e kalonui pele kani e he, alohe ki kui ni o palani e he, na rei e ka pua I una e he, ka paa ke anu he makua e he, ea ea ea, ea ea ea, a ina mai ka pua na ea, kalani ka hika he noa. Taina mai ka pūmana, ka ni ka vika hei noa.
The unmistakable guitar work of Keola Beamer. George Winston backing him up on piano on this piece. This is simply titled Kauhale o Kamapua'a, the home of Kamapua'a. And Kavika ahead of that, also from Keola, from his album Mohala Ho. His rendition of Kavika, an ancient chant that was made famous by Sunday Manoa years ago. That was his sweet rendition of it. Little Maui waltz to accompany my voice. Also in that set you heard Noho Pai Pai, or the Rocking Chair Hula. That was from the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau live at Hank's Place, way back in the 80s there. Leokani Pryor from his album Home Malanai. That was the Haleakala Hula. And started that set with Na Pala Palai, with Ke Anu O Waimea from the album Makani Olu Olu. If you're looking for a tune or an album name, please give me a call here in the booth any old time when I'm off the microphone. 265-9555, 1-800-355-5867 for questions or comments. And by the way, you can stream KVMR at kvmr.org. And also, there's a couple of old editions of Kanikapila up there you can download and listen to at your leisure. Coming up in just a few minutes, Kaola Bimaro on the line with me. We're going to be talking about Aloha Music Camp and your opportunity to enroll. There's still some openings for the summer camp. It's at the Keaho Beach Resort on the island of Hawaii, and that's in the Kona District. Beautiful place to be this time of year. Kona, the sunniest place in the world. Startling statistic. I think the sun shines there some 300 and some ridiculous number of days. So that's going to be happening June 27th through July 3rd, and Kaola and I will talk about all of the various kumus, the various teachers that will be on site this year. And also, you can talk about winter camp. That's going to be coming up. That'll be next February, so something for your future calendar. So, once again, I want to remind you, here's a word from Steve Baker.
Now's the time to get something off your chest. You like KVMR, maybe even love us, but you've got an idea of what would make us even better. There's no better time to express your opinions about all of KVMR than in our annual 2010 listener survey. It's available in our April-May Listener's Guide edition and conveniently online at our website, kvmr.org. It'll ask you all sorts of questions that will help us with programming and scheduling decisions and give us a better idea of what your KVMR interests are. Plus, you'll get a chance to vote for your favorite broadcasters in the special Listener's Choice Award area. It's fast, easy to do, and it's extraordinarily helpful to what is, hopefully, your favorite radio station. And if we're not, it's your chance to tell us why. Ask for it by name, the 2010 KVMR Listener Survey, in our Listener's Guide, available at cool business places throughout our listening area, online at kvmr.org, or we'll mail you one if you call our office at 530-265-9073 and ask for it by name. The 2010 KVMR Listener Survey. It's a good thing to do.
Yes, get that form in the mail. Please, it's a help to us all. Kanikapila gets support from Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, committed to fully digital diagnostic imaging services, including a 64-slice CT scanner, along with a MRI, mammography, ultrasound, and nuclear medicine. For more information, snmh.org. Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital, sometimes a closer look is all it takes. And also, I want to thank Sierra Timberline for their help serving Nevada County for 30 years, wow, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. Sierra Timberline is in the Home Center, which is at Idaho Maryland Road at the freeway in Grass Valley, online at sierratimberline.org. And that's that big building with the nice green roof that you see at the Hills Flat exit there. So thank you, Sierra Timberline and Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital. So while we're waiting for Keola on the line, here's a little instrumental. The beauty of Mauna Kea.
Like Mauna Kea, Mauna Kea, Iluna Kukina Kea. Kila Kila Oluna, Oluna Ikeha. Trails of Mauna Kea, and in the evening we'd come home to see her standing there. The moon's around her when she eats me. The clouds stand beside her when she weeps, and I could be forgotten and a thousand miles away. Still I would of Mauna Kea. Now to any land you go, she will be with you. If you love her like I do, I see different things in the nights when I am alone. She's in my dreams. The wind spins around her when she. The sun spreads its warmth across her face, and I could be forgotten and a thousand miles away, and still I would recall the beauty.
Makalai, hands I adore. Maka Alai, where the mountains greet the shore, like two men embracing with their love evermore. As you go down past the stars, the next left you'll see Hamoa, and yonder you'll find the place I long to be. Go down past the stars, the next left you'll see Hamoa, and yonder you'll find the place I long to be, just you and me. Maka Alai, where the trail was low, casting her sea breeze neath the beautiful sky. Maka Alai, Sente Limukogu, graciously waving with your hands I adore. As you go down past the stars, next left you see Hamoa, and yonder you find the place I long to be, just you and me. Maka Alai, where the mountains greet the shore, like two wedding embracing with their love evermore. With your hands I adore, meet the beautiful sky. Beautiful Maka
Evehi ho'oheno, pili'i mili,
mili
oe,
maka
lima, maka ipo, ahelei, mauno, ikukino, ahelei, mauno.
Honey. makani e oluna he ai kaili sweet makani e oluna he mai ili sweet 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 we had out sweet makani
kainani kanahele from a beautiful compact disc called Music from KKCR, the Talk Story series, simply called Hey Mele. And ahead of that, you heard Raiatea Helm with Ahulili from her Hawaiian Blossom CD, simply called Hawaiian Blossom. Pikelo, talking about that beautiful place on Maui called Makalai. And way back at the top of the hour, you heard Keola Beamer, the beauty of Mauna Kea. Aloha, Keola. Ah, apparently I dropped his call. We'll try that again. Well, I thought I had Keola on the line. Kale, if you're listening, call me back. Our lights are broken on the phone here, so. Aloha, Kaola.
Michael, it's Kaola, sorry.
Yeah, sorry I dropped you. I think the lights burned out on the hold button here on the phone. So, nice to have you on the line.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, nice. You know, you got a beautiful show up there. I know people really enjoy it, so thanks for and it's going.
So are the whales still nice and frisky in Lahaina?
Frisky's a good word. Well, we're actually coming to the end of our whaling season, so you know now the most of them have migrated back up north, but there's a few kind of lingerers. I saw some the other day from the house, and so they're, you know, we're gradually going to be missing them again for about a year.
Oh, well.
Yeah. They sure are beautiful, though. We really love them. You have to be careful. You know, I live in the town of Lahaina, so sometimes when the whales are close, you know, the tourists will just stop their vehicles in the middle of the road and, you know, take pictures. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, it's pretty dangerous when that kind of stuff happens. As you know,
yeah. Well, you must be getting pretty anxious. It's a little over a month now. 2 months away is Aloha Music Camp for 2010, June 27th through July 3rd.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice camp, so we're excited about it. Yeah, we're on the island of Hawaii at the Keoho Beach Resort, which is really a beautiful property. And got some great teachers. My family, of course, is involved. Myself with the Hawaiian Slacky guitar, and my wife Moana Lani teaching hula and lei making. And my brother Kaliko teaches the Hawaiian language and ukulele. And then we also have, my job is artistic director of the Aloha Music Camp. So I put the staff together every year. And I have a lot of experience with that kind of stuff because I've been, you know, in Hawaii involved in the arts for, you know, 30 years. So, I know they're really good teachers and they're the people that, love the culture and are really happy to share it. So we got Robin Newble. She's Temaviri's daughter, and she's a wonderful ukulele and hula teacher.
Wow.
And John and Hope Kiave, you know, China's a great guitarist, and his wife is a beautiful dancer and hula instructor also. And my old friend Kevin Brown, love Kevin.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah, great guitarist and wonderful person to kind of hang with. That's pretty wonderful, you know.
Well, I've always been so delighted that you have this nice core of of teachers, of kumus that support you every year, but then it seems like you're always bringing someone new into the mix, which really kind of freshens the whole take on camp.
Yeah, we try to. Sorry, it's pretty early here in the morning.
Yeah, I understand.
We try to introduce sort of a new mana or energy every once in a while, you know, just to try to keep things fresh. And we're always on the lookout for great teachers. You know, it's interesting because we want to pass along the culture, but we also really want to have a great time. I personally think that life should be about joy. So, I mean, we have a lot of fun. So, you know, we have teachers that understand both concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're really also blessed to have Kapuna Aya Molitao. You know, he's just a beautiful Oli and culture instructor here in Maui. My wife actually studies with him also at his Hawao in Wainuku. And then Kona Bob on Hawaiian steel guitar, and my dear friend Mark Nelson on Swahili guitar and ukulele, and instrument maker Dennis Lake builds, with the people at camp, they build ukuleles every year and come out with some pretty nice ones too.
Oh, he's such a great luthier.
Yeah,
talented.
Wonderful guy.
It's such a labor of love putting together all those kits. So
you did that 1 year, right?
No, I didn't. I hadn't wanted to, but it was too time consuming. I'm like a butterfly. I like to fly around to everything, you know. Hey, tell us a little bit about Kaliko. He's
sure.
Such a great, great person.
I'll tell you a little secret. After I tell it on the radio, but my dear brother Kaliko got married at my house last weekend. Yeah, it was so nice.
How wonderful.
Beautiful lady, and you know, so he lives on the Big Island, and so they came over to our house, and my neighbor is a minister, so, and you know, we're really close to them, so my neighbor came over, and my wife made this beautiful kind of setting in the backyard, you know, with the water and the setting. It was in the afternoon, so the sunset was in full bloom, and they got married up there. It was just gorgeous, so beautiful. The ceremony was lovely. We were so pleased to, you know, even be a part of it. I mean, I love my brother and his beautiful bride. I mean, it's just one of those experiences you remember for a really long time.
People
starting up together. Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Well, I just love that Kaliko, kind of a person like me, you know, of very pale skin, and arrived at Hawaiian culture through happenstance. You know, Kaliko's story is so rich, how he became so renowned in Hawaiian olelo, of the language of Hawaii.
Yeah, he is an amazing resource. Sometimes we, as Hawaiians, you know, we think that there's some kind of connection with certain people and our past. You know, there's just a beautiful something, some kind of spiritual thing that resonates within them. It has to do with the culture and, yourself, your love for Hawaii, or perpetuation of the music. It's almost like maybe you were a Hawaiian before. I know that sounds kind of esoteric, but
no.
That's the way we feel sometimes, you know, from a cultural point of view.
Uh-huh.
And my brother, Kaliko, is very much, a part of the education of Hawaii. He teaches at the University of Hawaii, Hilo, and revered by his students and, you know, his family. So he's a pretty awesome guy. In fact, I have a new record coming out May 4th with Raiatea Helm, and my brother Kaliko did a lot of the translation Hawaiian work for us, and also he did the liner notes for the record. So he's really just a great resource, and we're always honored to have him teach.
Well, I know his classes at camp are always very, very popular.
They sure are, and he, we asked the campers to at the conclusion of kind of after we have our big ho'ike and celebration, you know, we ask people if they feel like it, they can kind of respond to, you know, what the camp experience was like for them. And I read the, you know, I read those evaluations every year, and his, and my, you know, my mom is not with us anymore, but when she was teaching, the two of them, their feedback was always just incredibly, you know, wonderful. People really love to be with them.
Well, for those of you who just joined us, I'm speaking with Kaola Beamer, and we're talking about Aloha Music Camp and some of the teachers that are very instrumental in making that such a successful event on the island of Hawaii. At the Keauhou Beach Resort is this year's camp. It'll be taking place June 27th through July 3rd. I think there are still some places available, spaces for camp.
Yes, there are. You know, sometimes the camp sells out, so it's probably good to, if you want to think about coming, maybe.
AlohaMusicCamp.com, I think.
Yeah, that's the way to
probably the best one. Sure.
Yeah, look on the web. AlohaMusicCamp.com. All one word, AlohaMusicCamp.
So,
information, registration stuff.
If any of you listeners might be interested in that, once again, it's June 27th through July 3rd. And you can find out all the details at AlohaMusicCamp.com.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so looking forward to your new album, Kaola.
Oh, thanks.
It was such a privilege to get a little sneak preview.
Maybe we should tell your listeners that, you know, you came to Maui for a visit, and so we were driving in my car, and I played you some of the stuff that had just come back, you know, that we just finished from the studio, so you were kind of in early on the preview of the stuff. But yeah, we're really pleased with the way the record came out. It's coming out actually Tuesday in the stores. So I wish I could, you know, give it to you to play today, but you know, we sort of officially have to wait till Tuesday, otherwise people get, you know, upset. But anyway, it's good.
It's okay.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, right on.
Actually, that's so interesting. You mentioned Emma Vary. I was just thinking of her this morning. I've been kind of pulling together my annual Mother's Day show for next weekend, and I always play music that my mom and dad would have probably heard had they honeymooned in the islands, you know, in the late 30s and 40s. So I kind of always I stretch the bounds of that a little bit, but it's kind of an older look, an older rendition of Hawaiian music. And, of course, Emma Vary's name is so highly thought of.
I went to her 80th birthday party about maybe like 5 weeks ago up in upcountry Maui, along the slopes of Haleakala. She had a gathering of some of her friends and Robin and her friends, and it was just so wonderful. She still got it. She still sings so beautifully. She's radiant, happy, and you know, she and I have an interesting history because in 1972, she had signed a label deal with Jack DeMello, and so she had just gotten back from London with Jack, and they recorded her first record. And my record was, you know, just coming out shortly after that with Jack DeMello, my first solo record in 1972. So, you know, here was this beautiful woman with a London Symphony Orchestra, and you know, when I hooked up with Jack, my friend would ask me, "Oh, are you going to London and record with the Symphony Orchestra?" So, no, man, only Emma gets to go to London. I get to go to Kaka'ako. Anyway, you know, we've been really good friends ever since, and I really love her. I'm thinking about asking her to come over and hang with us for a couple of days at camp, but I don't know what her schedule is like, but you know, she's really a dear, sweet woman.
Well, it's so delightful that Hawaiian culture honors their kapuna so thoroughly.
Yeah, we do. We really revere their knowledge and their experience, and you know, we make room for them in our lives. You know, we sometimes are referred to as people have extended families, and that's the way our families are. But in our view, sometimes we maybe look at Western families and we think of them as compressed. You know, mm-hmm. So we get a lot of joy from our.
Well, Keola, thank you so much. It's always so delightful to talk with you and have you on the air with me. So maybe in a couple of weeks when the new album comes out, we can talk again. You can tell
Absolutely.
Me a little, give us some insights into some of the song selections and things.
Yeah, it would be my pleasure, and it'd be maybe we could get right here to speak with you too.
Oh, sweet, that would be really nice.
We'll yeah, you'd like talking to her. She's
a little conference call, as it were.
There we go. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, again, all of you listeners, please, if you have any notion of coming to camp, go to the website as soon as you can. Camp almost always sells out, so you're kind of in luck. There's a few spots available for this year's Aloha Music Camp 2010, June 27th through July 3rd. And that's at the Keaho Beach Resort, which is in the region of Kona on the island of Hawaii. And once again, you can go to alohamusiccamp.com for all the details.
Michael, thank you so much.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Please give your lovely wife a big hug for me and a kiss. And I love
sure
you both dearly.
Well,
and
we love you too.
I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, man. Thanks so much.
Okay, once again, Keola Beamer Music Camp coming up June 27th through July 3rd. AlohaMusicCamp.com.
Okay.
Aloha, Keola.
Aloha.
Ahuiho.
Small pond that starts from the beginning of our family land, and the river, of course, takes it down towards the ocean. You see, in the old days at Ale'amai, there was more than about 500 people that lived in this one small area. And at Waikulumea, all the ladies would come, bring their children, they'd gather water, wash their clothes, the children would play, they'd gossip all day. That's what I was told. So the song says, E inu, to drink of the life-giving waters of Waikulumea. My kapua. ai kulumea o kawai kiliopu ea kawai lalai o ai kulumea e inu e that survived the community for years, long before I came, and it will remain long after I leave.
Now's the time to get something off your chest. You like KVMR? Maybe even love us. But you've got an idea of what would make us even better. There's no better time to express your opinions about all of KVMR than in our annual 2010 listener survey. It's available in our April-May Listener's Guide edition and conveniently online at our website, kvmr.org. It'll ask you all sorts of questions that will help us with programming and scheduling decisions and give us a better idea of what your KVMR interests are. Plus, you'll get a chance to vote for your favorite broadcasters in the special Listener's Choice Award area. It's fast, easy to do, and it's extraordinarily helpful to what is, hopefully, your favorite radio station. And if we're not, it's your chance to tell us why. Ask for it by name, the 2010 KVMR Listener Survey, in our Listener's Guide, available at cool business places throughout our listening area, online at kvmr.org, or we'll mail you one if you call our office at 530-265-9073 and ask for it by name. The 2010 KVMR Listener Survey. It's a good thing to do.
Kua kula ue ika mala.
such a beautiful, beautiful song. Vika, that was from the new release from Hapa. It's a reissue of that song. And the album is Malihini, Visitor from Hapa, and that was Vika. Ahead of that, you heard Kalamaula, Darlene Ahuna, from the album Bridge Between Generations, and that, of course, was the unforgettable guitar stylings of Ken Emerson, that old-style resonator guitar. That was from, once again, the album Bridge Between Generations. And also back there, before our conversation, or actually, another track from the Hey Melly, the songs, the stories from KKCR, the Talk Stories series, and that was Kuipu Kumukahe with Vaikula Mea. I love that song. It's just haunting. And I also played a track from Frank Kavaikapu Okalani Hewitt from the album Mo'o'olelo earlier in the program. So this next track goes out to my hula ohana here in Grass Valley. This goes out to Kahale Hula, Pili Aloha O Kalani O Hilo, our Grass Valley group. This is the story and song about Hula O Maki.
One day I was singing this song here, and a guy looked at me. He was sitting in front of me when I was singing, and he looked up at me, had a nice brown skin, with white hair, solid white hair, and he says, "You know, Hula O Maki?" I said, "I can do it." So I sang a Hula O Maki to him. And I could see the big smile on his face like this and the big tears rolling down his face. He said, "You know this song, this was written by my uncle." He said, "My uncle was a sailor moku on the Malulani. And if you look in the annals of history, there was a time when there were these boats that were ships that were here in Honolulu, the Malulani and the Maki here. And they were inter-island ships that went around, took freight to all these different islands. And the Maki took off from Oahu, going to Kauai. Never did reach Kauai. So they sent the Malulani out to find the Maki. And about 10 o'clock at night, the Malulani was going up the coast or outside of Kapa'a, blowing the foghorn. About 10 o'clock at night, they got an answer. It was the Maki. And the Maki was stuck on a reef. And so the Malulani went dangerously close. And they rescued the crew from the Maki. All the crew got on boats, or some of them swam out to the Malulani, and they were saved. But one man, Hiram, who was the captain, stayed aboard the Maki, in hopes that in the morning, when the tide came up, they could pull it off the reef. But when the tide came up in the morning, the ship was so badly battered that even he had to abandon ship and leave. This man told me, see, his uncle, who was a sailor on the Malulani, some years later came home to Oahu, lived in Kaka'ako. When he got home, Lele Kamanu, you know. Yeah, Ma'alili Kapu Nana. The nest was cold, the bird flew away. No wife, his wife had left, gone. And so he went to look for her. And he went to the kahuna. The kahuna says, "She's in Kauai." So he went to Kauai to look for her. He went and he got a horse. And he traveled the length of Kauai, all over looking and looking and looking. In vain. And one night about 10 o'clock, he went into Nauvilivili, tired, and he happened to go into a brothel. There he found his wife. She was in bed with a sea captain. And so he just shut the door, and he left. And he came back to Honolulu here. And he wrote this song, Auhea Ihone La O Maki. Where's the Maki? There she is over there, stuck on a reef in Kapa'a. Just like she was the Maki, he was the Malulani looking for her. Where are you, you know? Just coincidence was about 10 o'clock when he went into that brothel. It was about 10 o'clock at night that they found the Maki. So, you know, Okahola umi ia, okeao moe, kaalo Malulani mavaho pono. He wrote this as him looking for his wife.
Well, with the farewell medley to take me out of here, stay tuned. Mary St. Mary with the gospel show till 1 o'clock. Keith Andre in with Blues Spectrum at 1 o'clock today. So with my last minute or two here, I just want to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. Sierra Timberline in the Home Center, Idaho, Maryland Road at the Freeway, Grass Valley, California. Online at sierratimberline.com. So once again, thank you all for listening. Have a really wonderful Sunday. And please don't forget, next Sunday, I'll be honoring all of you mothers with the music of the past, an earlier tradition of Hawaiian music, beginning in the 30s and through the 40s and, well, just wherever we go. So hope you'll be able to tune in for that one. Have a really wonderful week. Stay tuned. Mary St. Mary up next. KVMR FM Nevada City. Aloha. Ahui ho.